Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the Gem of the Day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. If you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about spiritual stretching. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that goes forth and prospers in which the thing it was sent, your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you in all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. With that being said, spiritual stretching. I like to exercise. I like to work out. Not big on stretching, but I know the importance of it. So I muster up and get it done. And why is stretching important? Well, it keeps your muscles flexible, strong, healthy. You need that flexibility to maintain a range of motion in the joints. Without it, the muscles shorten and tighten. And when you call on the muscles for activity, they are weak and unable to extend all the way. In a spiritual sense, we need to stretch. Stretch out to the Lord. We need to stretch to the heavens. Call on the name of the Lord. If we don't stretch in the spiritual sense, when we need activity, we are weak and unable to extend all the way. There's a scripture in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 17, and it reads, "Now it happened after these things that the son of the woman who owned the house became sick, and his sickness was so serious that there was no breath left in him. So she said to Elijah, 'What have I to do with you, O man of God? Have you come to me to bring my sin to remembrance and to kill my son?' And he said to her, 'Give me your son.' So he took him out of her arms and carried him to the upper room where he was staying, laid on him on his own bed. And he cried out to the Lord and said, 'O Lord, my God, have you also brought tragedy on this widow with whom I lodge by killing her son?' And he stretched himself out on the child three times and cried out to the Lord and said, 'O Lord, my God, I pray let this child's soul come back to him.'" So nice, I got to read that twice. He said he stretched out on the child three times and cried out to the Lord and said, "O Lord, my God, I pray let this child's soul come back to him." Verse 22, "Then the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper room into the house and gave him to his mother. And Elijah said, 'See, your son lives.' Then the woman said to Elijah, 'Now, by this I know that you are a man of God, that the word of the Lord in your mouth is the truth.'" Spiritual stretching. Three times even. Sometimes we're going through something that we don't understand, that is somewhat of a tragedy like this story. We call on the name of the Lord. We don't give up. We keep reaching out to the Lord. We keep reaching out to the heavens. Elijah did this three times until the Lord heard and answered. Now, when it comes to us calling on the name of the Lord, it must be through faith, knowing that he hears, knowing that he's got our best interests at heart, knowing that he has a plan and a future for us of hope and not evil. Get your stretch in. Think about it. The G.O.D. God bless.